Welcome back, you guys. I hope you enjoyed those two songs, Love Addicted and A Piece of That Pie by Binky Womack. He's going to be my special co-host and guest today. He's a music producer, songwriter, and artist. He's going to be joining us later on in the show. So you guys tune in. It's going to be live. Not live, but live. Your host, Cherry Kate. Welcome, you guys. I'm your host, Cherry Cakes, and today I have a special co-host and guest, Binky Womack. Please welcome Binky, and Binky, say what's up.
What's up? What's up?
I want to thank you for joining us today, and I want to let you guys know he's a music producer, songwriter, and artist. I asked you here today because I wanted everyone to know and learn how you gain success. My first question to you is, what motivated you to go after your dreams?
This is my family's business. This is what we do. We do music. We've always done music. And we probably always will do music. So it was just what I saw my family doing, and I just flew right into it.
Wow, that's awesome. You guys, could you believe that? I have another question. At what age did you start or decide to do music?
I've done music since kindergarten. I started playing guitar. I was 4 years old. So, always.
4 years old?
4 years old.
Wow. Okay. Those are facts too, you guys. That's awesome. Oh, damn it. I'm going to fix that. But sorry, you guys. I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to fade back in. And then I'm going to have Binky introduce a couple of his songs. And then we're going to go from there. Enjoy these couple of songs, Cherry Cakes. Okay, you guys, welcome back. This is your host, Cherry Cakes, and I have my special co-host, Binky Womack. He's gonna tell you guys about a couple of songs that I'm playing, and he's gonna name them off. So, Binky.
Okay, I'm not sure what order she's playing these songs, but it's Sunday Morning is one of the songs, When You're Wrong, and Just Enough.
I love it, David.
Okay, Sunday Morning is about a relationship going bad, you know, when one of us can't leave the house fast enough. So, but once you go through the breakup, you know, you're missing that person, and this is about that time, that hour of, you know, wanting your love, your other half to come back home, and revisiting it on Sunday morning. When God answers prayers. That's what Sunday Morning's about. When You're Wrong, a lot of people think When You're Wrong is about just like letting your girl run wild and you just apologize. That's not what it's about. What When You're Wrong is about is keeping your relationship together. If you're with someone in the first place, you should have enough trust to not doubt them at all. Or, you know, it's not like not all women are like what's that song by Chris Brown? These hoes can't be trusted, or whatever it's called. So it's not like that. It's like if you're dating a lady, you know, you got no doubts about what she's doing. You don't have to go to the club when she at the club. You don't have to show up outside her house looking in the window. And if there's a disagreement about something, it's usually something small. So it doesn't matter who's wrong or who's right. It's about working it out and being together, being in trust. That's what When You're Wrong is about. And Just Enough is about, you know, when you meet someone and they're always on the offense, the defense, like you're trying to get something from them or you're trying to persuade them in a certain way. And it's like, look, I don't want anything from you but to just to get to know you. We don't have to make love. We can stay here and just talk till the sun comes up. You know, I'm not trying to take your money, anything like that. I don't want nothing from you. Just being with you is just enough. And that's what Just Enough is about.
Really?
Those are the songs.
Okay. Okay. I like that. What I want to know is you're a songwriter. I want to know what are some of the artists that you wrote for.
You know what? Offhand, I can't just like, but not all my work with artists was just songwriting, because as producer, a lot of times I just did the music and the artist would write the lyrics. So it makes it, it's a songwriter share, but like I would write the music and give the music to the artist, and then they would take it in and write the music. So like Tupac, you know, I did songs with Warren G and Snoop, and work with Usher and TLC and
wow,
Frost and Baby Bash, Portrait, just a lot of different artists over the years.
Question. What inspired you? What inspires you? What gives you your drive?
My drive is just music is what I do, regardless if it's just in me. If I'm at home, I may play the guitar or I may play the piano. That's just what I do. It's not about the fame or the monetary compensation. It's just about the satisfaction of creating something from nothing.
That's awesome. I didn't know that. Another question. What was the first song you ever wrote?
Wow, I've got no idea.
Really?
Because I've been playing since I was 4 years old, and I used to write songs as a little kid in elementary school. So the first song I ever wrote, I can't even read.
Just off top.
No, I have
no idea. Now?
I have no idea. It's been like, that's hundreds and hundreds of songs ago.
Okay, that's nice. I understand that. Well, I really wanted to know, because I was inquisitive about it. Like, were you in a band?
Not right off, no. First, I just learned how to play my instrument, and then what happens when you meet local kids that play instruments, and that's how you form a band. One guy plays drums, and you play guitar, and you guys go to each other's house and bang it out. Then you meet another guy who plays piano, and then he comes over, you know. So bands come and they go, you know. So I wasn't in a band until, man, and my first band was in junior high school. So that was like 10 years after I started playing guitar.
Okay, another question. Do you think you inspired your kids to go after their dreams and goals?
Yes. You know, like I said, it's a family business. And my daughter sings. She's working on her careers. And sometimes I bump into her around town at studios, different studios. I'm walking in the door. She's walking out. So.
Is it awkward sometimes?
No, it's never awkward. It's good to see her when I see her. You know, right now she's in Minnesota working with some producers. So you'll be hearing from her too. Maybe she'll be on your show.
You guys be listening out for her. What is her name?
Karma.
Karma Womack. Listen out for her. She's an up and coming artist, and she's gonna be big. We're gonna take a break and play a couple more songs, and we'll be back. And I'm gonna have Mr. Womack end our show. Cherry cakes.
Some good responses.
Okay, you guys, welcome back. I'm your host, Cherry Cakes, and my special co-host and guest, Binky Womack. I'm gonna have him end our show, and I want to thank you for being with us today and joining us.
Thanks for having me on your show. All the listeners out there, pick up my new CD coming out soon, Next to Kin by Binky Womack. The single is out now, Piece of That Pie. Check for that. And check for me coming in your town. I'm in Seattle playing the Sandita Festival on Father's Day weekend, Saturday the 16th. So if you're in Seattle, Washington, come on through and hang with your boy.
All right. Thank you for joining us once again, Binky. And you guys heard Father's Day, Seattle, Washington, Father's Day. You guys come join. It's going to be live and exciting. Thank you for joining us, Binky, once again. I'm your host, Cherry Cakes.
Cherry Cakes.
Bye. Hey, you guys, this is your host, Cherry Cakes, and we're going to end the show with a song, one of my favorite songs, Just Enough. It touches my heart, and I want you guys to listen to it and tune in for my next show. I'll send out messages to let you know when it's going to be, but this is your host, Cherry Cakes. Thank you, Mr. Binky Womack. Here goes our song, Just Enough.